This deal's taken a decade or more to negotiate. What are the key features of the agreement?
Well, fundamentally, PACER Plus is just that. It's a plus trade agreement. It's not just a free trade agreement, but it's an agreement that includes development, but in particular some support from Australia and New Zealand to ensure the Pacific Island countries who do sign up can meet not only their targets, but certainly meet all the legislative requirements.
And so what would you say are the biggest opportunities for Australian business in this?
Well, look, this is a deal which is good for all Pacific Island countries, and Australia is absolutely one of the islands in the Pacific. The arrangements which will be made give business certainty. They ensure that barriers to trade, including tariffs, are reduced, and those reductions occur at a pace which are acceptable to the Pacific Island nations that sign up, and I think that is a real positive for all countries.
But what specific areas would you see business having opportunities in?
Well, given that Australia and New Zealand are probably two of the biggest trading countries with most of the Forum Island countries associated with PACER Plus, I think the big benefits for them will be stability and certainty, and certainly a rules-based trading system into the future.
And so what's the point, though, of going ahead with this agreement? Some of the largest economies in the region outside of Australia and New Zealand, obviously, Fiji, PNG, Vanuatu, they've decided not to take part. Why not hold off and try and bring them back to the negotiating table?
Well, the decision was made that we want to move forward. As you said in your opening remarks, that this is an agreement which has been negotiated for almost 10 years. It's time to get it on the table. It's time to move forward. And certainly we're still out there encouraging both PNG and Fiji to be involved. I mean, they are all sovereign nations. They're entitled to make their own decisions. We think it's a good deal, and that's the reason we're getting on with it.
But they clearly don't think it's a good deal, and there are people across the Pacific, not just NGOs, but also business people who are actually worried about this deal. They think that they just don't really have the capacity at this stage to compete with Australia and New Zealand in terms of packaging, marketing, quality product. What do you say to those critics who say that this will really see a lot of Pacific companies swamped by bigger, you know, more experienced Australian and New Zealand companies?
Well, I think the best thing that all of us can do for Pacific Island nations is ensure that they have both economic growth and jobs into the future. And to do that, they need to be involved in world trade. Now, part of those arrangements require them to have a rules-based system. Both Australia and New Zealand have put forward some substantial funding in terms of a readiness package for signatories to PACER Plus. There's $7.7 million joint funded in that package and another $25.5 million in a funding package to help parties implement the agreement. Now, that includes work to build capacities in export promotion, investment facilitation, biosecurity, and a lot of those measures, which a lot of bigger countries take for granted.
And so which industries, from a Pacific point of view, which industries provide the biggest opportunities for Pacific companies?
Well, if you look at things into the Pacific Islands, Australia and New Zealand are a huge proportion of their tourism trade. The deal on PACER Plus is not just about goods, it's also about services and investment. It is a good deal across the board, and it will help them to build their capacity to ensure that they are part of the world market. Look, I just think it's a great thing. It's taken some time, but I think we should be celebrating the fact that we're moving forward.
Okay, Australia's Assistant Minister for Trade, Keith Pitt, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks to you and thanks to your listeners.